Hello everybody, this is Tantra FM and I'm your host Valentino. Today we shall be dealing with the following articles. Mental concentration during lovemaking. Similar to the concentration phase in yoga, sexual concentration is an absolutely necessary phase for reaching perfect harmony in a couple. By focusing on the very powerful energies that take place during lovemaking and guiding them towards the higher levels of the human being. It is not recommended to look upon this as an exercise or as a technique used to obtain better sexual performance or mystical experiences, even though it does lead to them. Instead, it is better to see it as a way to go deeper inside ourselves, into the present moment, in what we are doing and in what we are experiencing, as a method to stop our thoughts and let the divinity fill our mind. We shall also be continuing our coverage of Anahata Chakra, the fourth center of force. This is what some great yogis had to say on the matter of love, which flows from Anahata Chakra. Where there is nothing but consuming love is where you will find God. At the very point where love burns and is not consumed, this is where the sight of God is. And in this space, in the flames, occurs the mysterious meeting beyond the mind, between our beloved God and a soul in love with Him. It is in your heart. The subtle corresponding element of Anahata Chakra is air, also known as Vayu Tattva. Anahata Chakra has 12 directions in which the energy channels of vibration of the cosmic energies can manifest. The yogi who activates his Anahata Chakra up to 100% will become the very instrument of manifestation for divine love. At this level, there exists the reflection of the essential Supreme Self under the form of the individual soul. Please join us for another meditation of amplifying the qualities and energies found in this beautiful center of force towards the end of our broadcast.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I'm your host, Amaris.
Mental Concentration During Lovemaking, Part 1. In 1970, Masters and Johnson popularized a new technique that they called sexual focusing. This technique simply consists in focusing one's attention on the sensations that occur during lovemaking, without allowing one's mind to wander. Applying this technique during foreplay or during massage exercises was the first step in curing sexual dysfunctions for both men and women. Similar to the concentration phase in yoga, dharana, sexual concentration is an absolutely necessary phase for reaching perfect harmony in a couple by favoring the focusing of the very powerful energies that take place during lovemaking. Guiding them to the higher levels of the human being. We don't have to see the method of achieving a meditative attitude during lovemaking as an exercise, as an instrument, or as a technique performed in order to obtain a purpose in the future, the sexual performance, a mystical experience, or anything else. It is better to see it only as a way to go deeper inside of us in the present moment, in what we're doing, and in what we're experiencing. Therefore, a way to stop our thoughts. There are more aspects of Eros we can firmly focus our attention on in order to eliminate any other thought. In this way, driving ourselves closer to the subtle planes of mystical consciousness. These aspects of lovemaking can be active or passive. Let's take as an example, touch. We can either concentrate our attention on given touches that represent the active aspect of touch, or on received touches that represent the passive aspect of touch. Also, the aspects of eroticism can be general or specific, depending on how many sensations are perceived at the same time. Yet, the most beautiful feeling is the feeling of merging with your lover and with the entire universe. This phenomenon appears step by step through continuously refining the act of transfiguration. How can we stop our thoughts during lovemaking? The The stopping of thoughts has become a popular technique. In the arsenal of Western therapeutics, this technique entered powerfully after the 1970s, being used as an active and direct treatment. It came in contact with the psychoanalytical method, which was slower, more indirect, though in a certain way more comprehensive. The idea that a person can direct her perception and attention, performing in this way a certain control over her or his own cognitive functions, is applied in order to modify sexual behavior. It proves to be very useful, especially when sexual dysfunctions are generated by a disturbing mental pattern that occurs during lovemaking. As much as we start to focus ourselves on the sensorial, direct perceptions of the erotic act, it becomes obvious that these thoughts occur to me, or that I am not, in fact, these thoughts. Therefore, we will let those thoughts pass over us without giving them any value and without becoming attached to them. As soon as we will become aware of the fact that thoughts are external to our being, and that by feeding them and accepting them, we make them alive and sustain them, we will easily realize that it is easy to stop their activity. An efficient way to begin is to ignore them and not pay any attention to them, by making efforts to concentrate on the sensations we feel while making love. As time goes by, the stopping of these thoughts will occur spontaneously, while the person is paying attention only to the orgasmic and sensual experiences. Concentration techniques. 1. In case that certain inhibitory thought occurs during lovemaking, or certain thoughts which are disturbing the harmony because of some emotional traumas in connection with sexual activity, you must have in mind to concentrate on the most intense sensation, whether tactile, visual, taste or smell that you feel. Let yourself be absorbed by this sensation. Let yourself become one with it. The more you melt in this sensation, experiencing it to the maximum intensity, you will realize that any disturbing thoughts will disappear, leaving room for pleasure and for happiness. Doing the same with other sensations, you will realize that the intense experience will free hidden forces in your own human being. As soon as you achieve this experience, you will realize that thoughts easily disappear, and they will be ever kept under control. 2. You are ready to go to bed after you've undressed and showered. She's lying down while you softly caress her back sensually. You have to concentrate only on the sensation you receive from touching her skin and the harmonious forms of her body. At the same time, the woman has to focus her attention on your caresses. She mustn't let her mind be disturbed by other thoughts. She mustn't think of anything else. In this way, you won't let your minds wander. By concentrating on your sensations, you can be more aware and fully experience all sensations.
This is Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I am your host, Valentino.
7 gates towards the universe. 4th gate, Anahata Chakra. Part 2. It is you I want, only you. Other great mystics reveal to us their experiences. But where is God? Where there is nothing but consuming love, at the very point where love burns and is not consumed, this is where the sight of God first appears. And in this space, in the flames, occurs the mysterious meeting beyond the mind, between our beloved God and a soul in love with Him. It is in your heart. Saint Simon tells us about this encounter. I am speechless at the sight of His beauty and kindness, and when I see how the Creator opens up His arms and comes to me and reveals His infinite glory for me. Thinking about how fast could someone reach His heights, I immediately found Him, splendid and shining radiantly from my heart. His light appears from outside, and all of a sudden we find Him inside us, from which He springs forth, forcefully like a burning fire. One of the most elevated spiritual practices performed by Christians is the Isihast prayer, the prayer of the heart, which implies that the practitioner repeats Jesus' name constantly and without stopping. The repetition of the prayer, "Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me," leads to experiences impossible to describe, an announcement on earth of the happiness awaiting us in the other world. Such bliss is saved for those who seek God in the simplicity of their loving heart. I felt that the prayer was now getting down from my lips into my heart. It seemed that my heart was repeating the words of the prayer with every pulsation, with every beat, all by itself. I no longer repeated the words with my lips. I just listened very carefully to the sound of my heart. It seemed that my eyes were sinking inside my heart. Then I felt a slight pain, and afterwards an overwhelming love. This love was Jesus Christ. I felt that if I only saw him, I would fall at his feet, and I would hold them in my arms, and I would kiss them thousands of times. I would thank him for the gift of love he has given me. Then I felt such a beneficial warmth inside my heart that one could not possibly talk about it or describe it. With my eyes closed, focusing all the power of my imagination, I would look upon my spiritual heart. In the beginning, I felt like I was becoming confused, but after a while I began to sense my heart and its movements, and through my breath I was able to insert the Isihast prayer in it and then to take it out, as the saints teach us. Inhaling, I would look with the aid of my spirit into my heart, saying, "Lord Jesus Christ," and exhaling I would say, "Have mercy on me." I began with 1 hour of prayer per day, and then I gradually increased the number of hours to several hours, and finally to the whole day. It took me about 3 weeks until I felt some pain in my heart, and then a very pleasant warmth, and afterwards an unimaginable joy. This joy gives me the desire to continue praying. I felt a burning and overwhelming love for Jesus and for all of God's creatures. My eyes were in tears. My weak thoughts were clear now, and my mind seemed to see all things clearly as well. My soul was praising the Lord ceaselessly, and my heart was lost in a sea of joy. The great sage Rumi says, "Love is the only constant in the universe. Love comes from the infinite and is eternal." The deepest and most uplifting feeling a person can experience is love. Love is ours, and yet it does not belong to us. It comes from God without ever having left Him. It is eternal and eternally created. What do we understand through love? What do we experience through love? Each of us sees and understands according to how awake their souls are. There is no path more tender than love that leads to God. Silent and tumultuous, passionate and candid, bright and invisible, uttered and unspoken, yet always in bloom, love is what keeps us alive. Tomorrow when you wake up, look at the things around you, the trees, the stones, the animals, the people, and see this love everywhere. Wake up 30 minutes earlier tomorrow. Wash up and come back to your room. Sit in a pose designed for meditation and relax your whole body. For 7 minutes, focus on the yantra of the great cosmic power Bhuvaneshwari and perceive the expansion of the heart chakra, Anahata chakra. Close your eyes and focus on Anahata chakra. Breathe deeply 21 times and direct the energy into the heart center. You will gradually perceive the activation of Anahata chakra. Now open your eyes and look at the world as if you were in Anahata chakra. You may even imagine that you have a gigantic eye in Anahata chakra and you're looking at the world through it. You will feel how your soul is opening up and is happy that it can envelop the whole world. You will also perceive a gigantic sphere of force filled with love and radiating love from Anahata chakra. Close your eyes and remain like this for a while. Become aware that the foundation of all things in the universe is love. Come back gradually. open your eyes and go back to your daily routine, remembering to look at the world through your heart.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss.
Hello world, this is Tantra FM, the light that sets you free.
This is Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love.
Seven Gates Towards the Universe. Fourth Gate, Anahata Chakra, Part 3. We continue with the presentation of the fourth center of force, Anahata Chakra. Placed at the level of the cardiac plexus, it corresponds to the empathic, affective, elevated states of universal love and compassion. The subtle corresponding element is air, or Vayu Tattva. Anahata Chakra has 12 directions, in which the energy channels of vibration of the cosmic energies can manifest. The yogi who activates his Anahata Chakra up to 100% will become the instrument of manifestation for the divine love. At this level, there exists the reflection of the Supreme Self under the form of the individual soul. Anahata Chakra marks the meeting place between the energies of the first three centers of force and the energies of the last three superior centers of force. We live our lives in a constant perpetual rush. We carry inside of us the synthesis of our experiences. We carry our past loves marked by what we perceive as victories and losses. However, when we mention love and we recall the feeling, all things become bright because of a mysterious, special and living radiance. The magic of simplicity. It is possible, even very likely, that you do not recall what happened to you 3 years ago on January 7th, but you definitely remember the moment when you first met your lover or when you decided to be together. Before your eyes, the images begin to flow, one after another. These moments are those that touched you most deeply. Sometimes they made you cry, sometimes they made you smile. If you experienced a great, exceptional love, you undoubtedly felt that you are a beautiful, powerful person with a special mission meant only for you to complete. After a time, after this love came through your being and destroyed the last remains of your ego, you felt that you became a stronger and better person, apparently without any reason for it. Also, your love became more intense, more conscious, and more elevating. Love is constructive and creative, and it unites and elevates those who experience it. It is a regenerative principle, and it transforms boredom, skepticism, or loneliness into something beneficial. Works of art, poetry, and music, all these have love as an unseen ingredient. Love is real, just as real as we are. Love is not a sterile intellectual concept, but it is a mysterious magic found in our whole being. As long as the existence and growth of even a single spade of grass are not the works of accident and chance, the fact that in this universe there exists a person who loves you is extremely possible and meaningful. We are here on Earth mostly to manifest the divine love for those people who deserve it, and above all, to manifest our love for God. Few people know that the easiest way to transform into a better person is through love. Love is the only valid parameter used to measure the value and importance of all things. Shared love is the destiny we will all have to fulfill when we deserve it. Loving is the easiest and most natural way of living one's life. Each person feels the need to love, even before having the chance to do it. If a person experiences a state of pure and overwhelming love, sooner or later this love will attract a similar love in return. Trust and transfiguration are the virtues of love. What is love if not the desire to surpass one's limits? of getting out from beneath one's inner limitations. Love is the greatest happiness that a human can experience, because it represents the supreme effort of a person who attempts to escape from his or her inner loneliness. Love is charming and delightful. It gives us the sense of our existence in its true shape and form, with a lot of added variety and value. Through love, everything changes. All things become more meaningful. Through transfiguration, a mysterious and divine paradise emerges from what at first appeared to be nothing.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: amplifying the fourth center of force, Anahata Chakra. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Focus your attention on the middle of your chest, which represents the projection of Anahata Chakra in your physical body. The symbolical representation of Anahata Chakra is a lotus flower with 12 petals, symbolizing the 12 energy channels, or nadis, situated here. This chakra represents compassion, emotional tranquility, detachment, unconditional love, the consciousness of love, and empathic communion with other beings, abnegation, self-giving, and self-sacrifice. The element it resonates with is the subtle energy of the air. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: amplifying the fourth center of force, Anahata Chakra. Let us begin.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for now. Thanks for joining us, and see you next time.